Hi, I'm Dr. John Lakey.
And I'm Dr. Payman Danielport. We're board-certified plastic surgeons and hosts of the podcast Forever Young.
Join us every Tuesday as we share the latest products and procedures in the never-ending quest to help our patients look and feel their very best.
The world of cosmetic surgery is constantly improving. Join us on the cutting edge. Forever Young is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Help Me Be Me is self-help for people who hate self-help, hosted by me, Sarah May. What I talk about on my show is my personal opinion, and it's not a substitute for professional help. I'm not a licensed therapist, and this is based on my personal opinion. So take what helps and leave the rest. If you're really suffering, call 911 or your local emergency services. Thanks.
Hi friends, it's Sarah May. This is an episode I'm calling Paths Back to Worthiness, and I think it's one thing that comes up all the time, but I think often during the holidays when we are returning to old friends, old siblings, family, it's that sense of comparison that comes up. It's like a marker. So we have a heightened sense of self-awareness, and it can be triggering. So we can often be leveled back to an old self. One who is less balanced or less confident or less convicted in who they are. So this is an episode to hopefully help you get back to you in the all caps written in lights sense. So this is aimed at embodiment and high spirits, and it's really things to get you back to the energy setting of completeness. So I wanted to start this episode by reminding you that self-image is a concept. And it's ever shifting. And every single person in the world, including the person you might assume to be the most perfect, accomplished, and flawless, can have moments where they dip into feelings of worthlessness. And it has nothing to do with the things you do or have. So you can think of it like an energy, almost like a lazy brain setting, in that it's sometimes something that happens without deliberate maintenance. So we can see it when it's starting to bubble up, and once we can recognize that energy, we can take steps to remedy it. So you can understand your felt experience as in large part authored by the set of thoughts you repeat to yourself. And so what we want to do is get to a place where we're repeating the right kinds of thoughts to ourselves, the ones that make us feel our own sense of limitlessness. So though this episode is focused on identifying a problem, I would say the majority of it is all around ways to launch yourself into the spirit of amazingness, joy, love, inspiration, and yeah, I like me. So with that, there are three parts: the what, the why, and the how, the tools. Part one, the what. Feeling unworthy, feeling low, and in that energy, like if you were to make a pyramid like Maslow's hierarchy, this would be the bottom of the energetic hierarchy. So when we get into this state, it's like everything feels harder or less fun, or we feel inclined to hide and stay indoors, like we kind of retract. And depending on your tendencies, you may double down on that feeling, like you may embellish it. So I call that making a bonfire, because it just flares up the feeling and it makes it super overwhelming. I recall doing this as a teenager. I remember making a list of all of the things that were wrong with me, and I was doing it so I could feel like extra bad about myself, like to swim in it, which is not super constructive. It makes the feeling also stick longer. So if you're doing that, please stop. For those who suffer from low self-esteem or get stuck in their heads in that kind of hamster wheel of self-comparison, or feel like you are stuck in the energy of I'm gross and lame, I'll just let you know this concept, this energy, this idea is liquid. Like it's changeable, it's ever changing, which is a good thing, which it just basically means you can improve the way you feel with a concentrated chunk of time, focus, and energy. So it's really about building it from the bottom up, like, you know, you're building a house, for example. The reason I'm doing this episode is my brain will actually shop for things to compare myself to. Like, I can notice it as soon as this pattern is starting, I'll start to seek out a rationale for feeling bad. Like, my brain, I'll be like, wait a minute, brain, what you doing there? Are you just looking for something to be upset about? It's almost like your brain is trying to find, like, a thing to, like, you know, show yourself a reason either to get high on yourself or to feel extra bad about yourself. So it's like, oh, this is like a weird animal I'm dealing with here. It's like it's searching out a rationale for either giving up, like throwing in the towel, or okay, I can still feel good and okay. So when you start to get into that brain space of comparison or feeling lower than, all it really does is take away, it draws from your creative energy, draws from your happiness and your ability to be your true authentic self. Like it just removes your voice and your clarity with that. So I would say if you are in that state of low, grouchy, frustrated, lack, ugly, fat, untalented, unaccomplished, etc., that's less than, first things first, just take note of the state and know that you would never, ever want to make someone you love feel this way. And I would say, just take note of that. Like, I would never want someone else to feel this way. I should not want myself to feel this way. Like, ouch, that's not cool. So this is something we want to change. It's something that deserves to be changed. And it's also not rational, because when we get into this state, all we see is limit. This is like, it's almost like putting on really dirty sunglasses. Like, we're starting to see everything's gray, everything's small. It's not true. The most rational you will ever be, the most capable of seeing and thinking and being objective, is when you are feeling awesome and feeling good about yourself. So just know that. You're not rational. Don't trust the thinking. Don't make really big decisions from this place. First things first. Let's alter the energetic state, which is why we're doing this episode. Which brings me to part two, the why. Have you heard of tretinoin, spironolactone, or what about clindamycin? I may not be able to pronounce these ingredients, but I can tell you what they do. Tretinoin unclogs pores and even skin tone. Spironolactone targets hormonal acne. And clindamycin fights acne-causing bacteria and inflammation. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/helpmebeme when you use our code HELPMEBEME. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/helpmebeme and click begin visit. Then use our code HELPMEBEME at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's apostrophe.com/helpmebeme. And use that code HELPMEBEME to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. The holidays are approaching, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save extra money. Well, consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream. I checked out the Lightstream website, and there are amazing things you can finance with a loan. There are things like kitchen and bath remodel, all the way to adoption and fertility, and it's super easy to navigate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans with rates starting at 4.9% APR with autopay and excellent credit. Just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/helpmebeme. lightstream.com/helpmebeme. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.9% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/helpmebeme for more information. wanted to start the why with just a little exercise. I'm calling it ego sensing. I want you to start to try and identify in your own life experience your own personal ego. And I want you to see it as a part of yourself, but not your whole self. So it's kind of like your arm or your tongue. It's essential, but it's like this other muscle of sorts. It's a part of yourself that's kind of like a computer or a calculator. The ego is this machine that helps us negotiate our reality. It must mature and grow strong over the course of our lifetime. But it's not all of who we are. It's very limited. We can kind of hack it a little bit. We can take it apart because they're kind of predictable sets of thoughts. It's usually a defense of the idea of our own perfection. Like that's how the ego operates. It's like, I can be perfect. It's this belief that that's possible and desirable. So the ego kind of shops for these very kind of black and white terms for our own worth. And we want to either be at the top or we want to either be on the bottom. So it's kind of like a pretty primitive set of values. So just ego sense right now, just see like, am I having some of those types of like, you know, there's the the geriatric calculator size buttons that are being pushed. Like, I feel awesome about myself. I feel terrible about myself. Those are the two buttons on your calculator of your ego. Anyway, just give that some thought for a second. I'd say that's like some of the most common things I notice that pop up from my personal ego sensing. The other thing that comes up is just hyperbolic responses to anything that does not match with perfect. So super melodramatic, oh, now I've got to really feel shitty if I'm not hitting that giant, you know, yellow perfect button. So that's usually a sign that this thing is old. It's like when old coping patterns come up, like feeling unworthy or focusing on lack. Like for me, it's body image stuff. When that starts to come up, it's a sign that you have some familiar set of old feelings that you used to have no coping skills for. And it's often our, you know, ego's alarm system for overwhelming, debilitating emotional pain is coming our way, and we need to stop it. We need to take control over it immediately. So in a previous time in our life, we dealt with some sort of overwhelming emotional pain well, because we gave it a bunch of stickers. We put new labels on it. So we took our control with some other means. Like, so for example, for a lot of people, it's success or like perfectionism is a way we like to take control over pain. It's like, we'll say like, I am going to make the terms of this pain into something that relates to the number in my bank account or the number of awards I have on a shelf. And then it gives us a method to win at the pain. You know, we can conquer it when we feel like there are realistic terms or rational terms for it. So whatever your coping game, that whatever the rules you give to your pain as a young person, it helps us to survive it. It helps us to feel like we're not, you know, the victim of it. It helps us to emotionally process it. However, you know, not super helpful in like a holistic emotional sense, because we tend to, it's like we're giving the wrong rationale to something. We're separating from self-love in that process. We're devoiding our value in that process. So when stuff kind of reoccurs in our adult lives, like for example now, things like low self-worth, we are actually much more equipped to deal with those feelings. And part of that process is just seeing that there's a different path to coping with it. Seeing that there's like, actually, no, there's a little dirt path around this giant Iron Maiden machine. So when you get into that low state of, unworthiness, feeling shit about yourself, you know, our first response is to cope old school style, like we did in a more desperate time when we took control of the pain. We gave it order and logic. So for me, I remember that my emotional coping skill was triggered by a time where I had to separate from my body So I personally used drugs and eating disorders as a way to soothe, as a way to give myself kind of more ability to cope. And in order to heal from that self, eventually what I had to do was come back into my body and start to really just walk myself through those feelings instead of jumping, instead of separating. So part of that process is just becoming or learning to become more accountable to yourself and also more respectful of yourself. So I think like listening to what you need and kind of being your partner through those feelings. And what we really have to do is correct the habit of separating from self. You know, like I think it's really easy for us to want to grab onto something external and for us to really focus on that external game and that external set of rules. But what we most need in those moments is to really just accompany our bodies through the pain and feel like, you know, don't freak out. We're fine. We're going to move through it. We're going to breathe through it. We're going to process it, and we're going to head to something that's more helpful for us instead of like, ah, run away, run away. It's like these very loud alarm bells are going off, and we don't have to overreact to them like we used to, because we are now capable. We are now resourced enough to handle this alarm bell. And if you feel like you're not resourced enough, just know that this is how change happens. This is how change becomes something that you can hold on to and feel as concrete about yourself. It can happen fast. Personal growth can happen dramatically at any stage of your life after many, many years of suffering from the same problem. So the only thing that blocks that from being true is a belief that that's not true. That's it. So I want to repeat that because I think I just want you to digest that in your brain and your being. Change can happen rapidly. And the only thing that stops that from being true is the belief that that's not true. So not only change, but just aligning your whole life, it can happen very fast. It all starts with a decision to do so. And you have to start building up momentum. You have to kind of go all in, do a lot of things at once, put all of your, you know, throw everything in the pot. Our thoughts are what we practice believing on a loop. And in order to change them, we can kind of throw the rope up the mountain and start practicing a new set of thoughts. And we have to repeat them and repeat them and repeat them and repeat them. And even when our bodies are saying like, but I don't believe those. And that's how we slowly pull our way up to a new vantage point, despite our old brain, despite all the feelings of resistance, despite all the like doubt and the, I don't think it's gonna work. Like we're constantly, that narration is gonna be constant until it's not, until you forget about it. And then you're like, oh yeah, I don't have that anymore. That now I have new thoughts. That's kind of cool. Which brings me to part three, the how, the tools. Holidays are all about creating the magic of the season. This year, KiwiCo invites you to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. Boost your creative confidence this holiday season with a Make or Create subscription from KiwiCo. One of my favorite projects is the Batik Wrapping Cloths Maker Crate, and it's perfect for the holidays because it's basically like beautiful wrapping paper, and you learn how to dye this beautiful cloth into different patterns, and you can also customize it. It makes you feel empowered as a creator to do this past just the crate. Each crate opens the door to continue creating all by yourself. And KiwiCo ships everything right to your door. And there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Turn artistic visions into reality this holiday season with Maker Crate from KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping with code HELPMEBEME at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code HELPMEBEME. The holidays bring up a lot of stuff. I mean, they bring up issues with family, they bring up any personal issues around anxiety and overwhelm, and there's stress around travel. It's a lot to deal with. So when you're having complicated feelings about relationships, or you just need a neutral person to talk to, Talkspace Online Therapy connects you to a licensed professional to help you work through it. Yes, it's the season to be jolly, but sometimes it just doesn't feel that way, and that's okay. Ease some of the burdens the holidays can bring up with Talkspace. I personally think any form of therapy is better than no therapy. It's a great way to just jumpstart any personal growth you want to do. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform. There are thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with across dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year, or you want to start building toward a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code HELPMEBEME. That's $100 off when you use the code HELPMEBEME at Talkspace.com. Okay, the tools. Let's build this like a layer cake. Let's say it's a holiday layer cake even, So lack of worthiness is both a physical energy as well as a set of mental equations that your brain has decided to focus on. So we must tackle both things to have an effect. So we're going to work to restore your body to become more embodied because what happens is, as I said, we get into that state, we start to separate from ourselves and we look at ourselves almost as this like third object thing, a separate thing. So first things first, let's get our energy up. Anything you can do to get back to the either an inner state of quiet, and by that I mean like, I don't know, mindfulness practices that you have. I would also say yoga is a great one because it also gets your blood flowing. So I'm just going to raffle off my list of things that I would recommend. Yoga, hiking, jumping jacks, a handstand, slow, even, deep breaths throughout all of these things. Alternately, a cold shower, a hot bath, or a loud song with some amazing dance moves. Just pick one and go for it. Whatever it is, it's the goal is to just gain a tiny bit of separation, like that, a tiny bit of delay between you and the voice of HAL 9000, like your inner monkey, fill in the blank name you have for your ego voice. So if you are having, if you have any mobility issues, then I would say, let's just do some deep breathing. I like to, look up pranayama practices on YouTube. I love Breath of Fire personally. I would say that gives me a lot of great energy. And I like that it also takes so much focus that you can't be listening to your thoughts at the same time. So whatever it is, do something to get your brain less loud and your body more energized and or centered. So after that, what I want you to do is anything nice for someone else. Anyone. It could be a stranger, it could be your mailman, it could be even, you know, yourself, if that's the only person that is accessible right now. So if that's you, then I want you to do your nails, some sort of gentle body soothing kind of grooming activity. And I'm going to assume you are doing that right now. And while we groom, I'm going to continue to read through some tools. Or maybe you're now on a hike, so here's some more tools for you. Okay, the first tool is a mantra, and the mantra is, don't react to the future now. You have no idea what will happen, but it will definitely be different than what your brain is telling you, and it will be layered and nuanced and something you don't expect. You couldn't possibly anticipate it, so shut that theater down. This is to use in the moment that you start to play out those weird and terrible head movies. They're not good. They're not worth watching. So just remember, like, you can't react to the future now. When you're doing that, you're literally just making yourself watch a terrible movie and making your body experience all the emotions that go around, along with it. So just remember, like, you're not there yet and you're wrong. All right, the next tool, where is it coming from? Such an important factor in the correctness of any action is the energy behind it. So anytime you start to do something, you start to feel like you need to take an action, I just want you to check in and ask yourself, is this coming from the right place? Is this coming from love? Is this coming from self-love and optimism and something that's supporting me, fostering the right things in me? Or is this coming from hate and aggression? Like, is this coming from a muscling it kind of punishment kind of energy? Or is this coming from a genuine, holistic, full heart kind of place? Just, I would ask yourself that. I ask myself that all the time. So if you start to find yourself like, I gotta fucking do the shit out of that project. Like, is it because you're feeling insecure and that you wanna like make sure you feel worthy enough? Is that the energy? I'm not saying you don't, you're not gonna equally try hard. I'm just saying like, change that channel a little bit. You can try hard and still be like, you know what? I love me no matter what. I'm good if nobody else likes this thing. I'm gonna enjoy doing this thing because I am a hard worker. But like, not at me. It's just like a little shift of the way you're framing it in your own mind. Because I will say, like, if you're coming from that muscling it energy, it's usually not going to come out as well, whatever you're doing. If you're coming from that, like, it's because it's a sign that you're coming from below ground, you know? Like, I refer to our sense of self-worth and our self-confidence as kind of like you're either on the ground floor or you're in an elevator that goes one floor down or you're in an elevator that goes one floor up. And whatever you do from either the up floor or the bottom floor is usually not great compared to what you do from the ground floor, because we're coming from this agenda. It's like it changes the outcome of the thing in just, you know, like, I mean, it can be the way we look down on others or it can be the way we look down on ourselves that like motivates a certain kind of graspiness. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's that tool. The next one, scan for the gimmick. So I want you to look at yourself just right now from third person and just see this method of thinking for what it is. So when we get into this kind of like self-deprecating or hating on ourselves, looking down on ourselves, when, like, just look at just yourself from third person as if you were like standing across the room, like on the ceiling, let's say, and looking down. That external, that set of values is this almost external version of yourself. This is like exterior me. And that self, that set of values of why things are good or bad about you are void of the interior felt life and force of you. Like it has no connection, no honor, no, it does not integrate your personal experience of that being. So it's like your brain has gone rogue, you know? It's the brain solo on its little high horse judging, you know? And it's floating high and separate from your body. So the goal, when you start to do that, is to reunite the body with the brain, not follow the brain on its little horsey all around like, yeah, I need to do blank to get myself back in shape or whatever it is. Again, I'm not telling you not to work out. This is really about the thinking behind it, like the energy behind it, because we don't want to look at ourselves as somebody to hate. We don't want to make ourselves feel shitty. That is not a healthy thing to do to yourself ever. Okay, next tool for fear forecasting. This is a mantra. Maybe things will be easy and awesome. So this is for you to do anytime you are about to walk into any situation where your energy is low and your thinking is negative and you start to fear forecast. Just say that aloud or say that to yourself. Maybe things will be easy. Maybe things will be awesome. Maybe things will turn out perfectly. And just remind yourself to expect optimism always. And that is not only so that you're open to seeing all outcomes, that you're able to actually be rational. I will say also others very much feed off of our energy and react directly to our whatever we're presenting. So much is communicated non-verbally, and just that very simple step has a huge effect. Always expect the positive. And if you don't, you're not getting too, you know, superstitious. you're getting just open. That's it. You're saying maybe. So it's a very low investment here. With HelloFresh, you get pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. And as fall transitions to winter, there's nothing better than cozying up with a comforting home-cooked meal. Recipes like chicken ramen in shoyu-style broth and turkey ragu gnocchi make it a no-brainer to skip on paying for takeout. My favorite thing about HelloFresh is the variety it gives, and also I love the spice packs. They have just the best balance to them. I don't know how they do it. HelloFresh is a can't-beat value. Even at full price, it's over 30% cheaper than grocery stores. And with this holiday deal, it's time to try for even less. Go to HelloFresh.com/HelpMeBeMe14 and use code HelpMeBeMe14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/HelpMeBeMe14 and use code HelpMeBeMe14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. Like my hair. It's super heavy. It's very fine. Most product makes it into kind of a soup. So I am pretty stoked about Pros because they make custom hair care that is effective because it's personal. First, Pros starts by asking you about you as a person with their in-depth consultation. Next, they analyze all of your answers and determine what unique blend of ingredients should be in every product of your custom routine. They use natural ingredients with proven results. I personally love the way it smells. It's delicious. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/HelpMeBeMe. That's PROSE.com/HelpMeBeMe for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. All right, next tool, revisionist myths. And this is one I'm dipping back into my old Clarissa Pinkola Estes bucket here. I have so many things I refer to her on. Anyway, so one of the things she's very famous for is she knows a lot of old fairy tales and myths from all cultures, and she kind of deciphers the real meaning behind them as they were told during their time. So she kind of talks about what has been added to them throughout the centuries and how they've been altered in their current form. So one of the things she talks about is the myth of the princess. And one of the things that all of these princess stories have today is that this man is going to rescue her from a tower and make her life better and make her happy. And that original myth is actually about you discovering the other half of yourself. It's about discovering your other energy. It's not about finding a mate. So I would say when you start to shop for a solve and you start to shop for something to bring and like you need something outside of you to be happy, that's the wrong fairy tale. We really have to work on the bond from our insides out. Like, we have to start with us. And this is where our truest happiness lies. So if you start to think about an idea, like, let's just talk about princesses for a second. Why not? If you start to have, let's say you have a story that you're attached to about what the thing is that will finally make you whole and finally make you happy. And let's say that thing is a degree or a marriage or a title, whatever it is. If you had that thing now, if that is true, then what else is true? If you have this title, then you are a different person and you are living in a different place and you are doing different things all day long and you have not done a million other things that you in reality have done. Like, you've immediately in that moment, if you've decided to take on that fairy tale and just like snap your fingers and now it's real, what have you lost? You've lost so much color and life and vibrancy that is existent in the true you that exists now. So I'm not saying that like you can't have all those dreams. You will if you want them bad enough. It just don't forget all of the merits and beauty that come from the bumpiest parts of the path. Because I will say the most interesting, beautiful people you meet have been through some shit and they've come out the other side of it. That's the people that you're, I would say, most, you will be most happy with and most engaged by at a party. Anyway, I'm rambling. Okay, next tool, broken bone healing. So I've thrown this in other podcasts. I think it's relevant here. We can see what need we need in order to retain our equilibrium. You can look at it just like you're healing a bone. And what we really need to do in the moment, like when we're feeling like small and worthless, we need to make any surrounding muscles stronger around that broken bone. So what I would like you to do, I would invite you to do right now, is start to build up your identity, double down on some part of your identity in another area. So for example, get super into work or start getting really into the gym or the hiking thing, or like just when we start to kind of get into a kind of subculture of us and put more energy into it and make it our hobby or make it our job, that makes us feel much more stable and worthy. And if you don't have anything like that right now, that's fine. There are times in our life when we are kind of resetting a cycle. And we will go through times of birth and, you know, death, and we have to kind of restore the grounds to fertility once again. And sometimes we'll get stuck in like a window of inaction. And that is often because there's a decision that needs to be made, or there's friction that must be addressed. There's some sort of resistance we're not aware of. So just remember, the roller coaster can't be going up all the time. Otherwise, we'd miss all the fun twists and the thrilling down parts. So start somewhere. If you don't have a hobby or you don't have anything you can think of to add more time to, pick up somebody else's that you've kind of been curious about and just dedicate some time to it. Spend some hours reading about it, buy a book on it. Just start somewhere. And the more you practice it, the more it will become true. Even if at the beginning you're like, this doesn't feel like me. I feel like I'm an imposter. Eventually it does become you because you've done it a bunch. Just like learning to snowboard. At the beginning, you're not, even if you're not doing well, you're still a snowboarder because you're doing it. All right. Next tool, the time machine. So this is an alt for anybody that didn't feel like they had a broken bone exercise to do. I want you to just scan your life experience and recall a time in your life when you were very diversified. And just picture that self. What were you doing? How are you feeling? Who are you hanging out with? Where were you? Think of a day in the life of this person. That person is still you. No matter what you've been through, that person still exists. And we can restore this person in no time. We just need to start somewhere. So just start. Maybe reach out to a friend, and like if you need a touch point, you can think of like, you know, when you have a balancing pose in yoga, even your eye line can be considered a point of balance. So it could be something super small, and just having a thing you do adds to your own sense of worthiness. It adds to the palette that is you. Just to have left your house, you know, will make you feel like I have shit going on. I am a person who does stuff. Having one person you've spoken to, I am a person who speaks to people, just adds to that muscle building. Okay, cool. Next tool, the medium is the message. But in this case, it's the computer is the message. So your brain's filter is like 98.9% of what we understand to be true. It's not about what exists in reality. And so when we get into that state of lack and withdrawal and retraction, it's very much what we are focusing on that's creating that feeling. It's like our computer has built up a bunk equation, like an unhealthy equation. So I just want you to chew on this idea for a minute. When your brain's calculator gets into that repetitive state of telling you a certain thing about yourself, it's us that is choosing a certain reality. But that reality does not exist outside of that computer's translation. So the interpretation is the author. So if that's true, what else is true? You can, based on this understanding, author an alternate truth. And that will become true instantly, like right before your eyeballs. And this works even when you are not energetically invested in it, you know? I would say like one of the examples of how this works is like if when I work with people who are going through a breakup and they're in that state of just leveled to the most, all they can feel is pain. Even from that state, you can choose to start to move to a place you are not there yet, and you will magically just be more there. It starts with a choice, and eventually your energy follows. But we have to start like walking. It's almost like your brain is, your eyes are looking a different direction, and you're turning your body away from the negative and marching in the direction of the positive. So what is a set of thoughts that you can start to practice and say really loud in your brain and act as if they were true? And if you are acting as if they are true, what are those actions? So let's say like, yeah, I am a person who has awesome things in their life and has lots of friends and is super high functioning, and I am very worthy. What are the actions of that person? That person is making plans with people. That person is putting on a nice outfit. That person is grooming themselves. That person is very nice to themselves. What else does that person do? I'm going to let you run with that. So I hope those tools are helpful to you. And before I close, I want to send a big, big, big thank you to all of my latest sponsors. Amy, thank you so very much for your donation. Very, very generous. And anyone who has the means, donations really help out this show. If you don't have the means, totally get it. If you could leave me a review on iTunes, it helps me a lot. Or just send this to somebody you think could benefit from it. So in closing, you will go through different stages of maturity with your self-image. And I will say we identify with different things as good at different ages. So know that, and know that whatever you're hating on yourself about now, it'll be a different thing in a different age. It's like everything's liquid. And know that a different rest of your life is possible. When we get into that state of focusing on what's wrong, it's irrational thinking. Because truthfully, you have no idea what you are capable of. You have no idea what you will do in your lifetime. You have no idea what's waiting for you because you're not there yet. And I just want to remind you, everything can change very quickly. Anything you are attaching to that is a very specific condition in your life, don't. So I just wanted to end this episode with a shower for your expectations. So we are going to do one of those like really cold camping showers. It's just like a spigot on full blast and it's icy and refreshing. Okay, here we go. Repeat after me. Maybe my future and my self-image is more beautiful and amazing than I now can see is possible. Maybe that's too wordy. Let's try and simplify this. Maybe my future and myself is more beautiful and amazing than I can now see. Or I'm going to offer a simpler one if that's too much of a head scratcher. Maybe something will show me how awesome I am. Or maybe something amazing is going to show me my personal awesomeness. Whatever it is, customize it, but I want you to say it. And that is just because I want to get you scanning the environment for the right things. Because we have to return to that energy of our own limitlessness. The computer is limiting your brain right now, and how we couch information is the equation. So maybe something amazing is coming my way to show me my own awesomeness. I send you my love. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're in the US, and don't forget to smile.